Hello, guys, and welcome to the first episode of auditions for Love Me, the show, the love show, where everyone gets to sing a song about love. Whether you love it, you hate it, whether you're heartbroken, whether you're in love, it's all on this show, and we're going to experience four of those kinds of songs tonight as we listen. Joining me tonight is the lovely and beautiful Valkyrie Celeste and beloved star.
Hi.
Say hello, beloved.
Hi.
All right. As most of you know, Valk and Beloved Star have been judges on singing shows such as Sing It, Pop Star, Rock Star, and various other such shows. So tonight, they're joining me as gurus of female voice, and I as an expert on the vocal cords of manly love.
Am I?
We will get excited. Before we get started, guys...
We will get excited. I like that.
All right.
Continue.
All right, so first, Valk, do you have anything you want to say to anybody about tonight or anything you just want to say before we get started?
Sing good songs.
Yay. And beloved, what about you? Anything you want to say?
I love everyone.
All right.
That's it.
So first up tonight, you guys, we have Bright Disaster.
You be my princess and I'll be your toad. I'll follow behind you on Rainbow Road. Protect you from red shells wherever we go, I promise. No one will touch us if we pick up a star. And if you spin out, you can ride in my car. When we slide together, we generate sparks in our wheels and our hearts. And the finish line is just around the bend. I'll pause this game so our love will never end. Let's go again.
All right. Bright Disaster, first audition of the night. End of the show.
The show.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm excited because it's the first male as well.
Oh. So
that means guys are into the show. So.
Guys like love.
We all do. All right. So I'm already familiar with this song. So beloved, why don't you go first?
I love this song. It's so cute and funny, but strange at the same time. Anyway, I thought it sounded good. I know it's a cappella, so without music, sometimes it's hard for people to gauge whether they're on key or not. You only went off a couple times, so I think with music, you have it together, and you have a really nice voice and tone, so I liked it.
Well?
Yay! I just, like, learned about this song yesterday and, like, went to YouTube and listened to it. It's like, yeah, it's hilarious. This is, like, the best I've ever heard you on, like, any show singing-wise. You still have, like, a weird, like, ear rape thing going on, though. And, like, it was in, like, one part of my, like, it was in my, my right ear more than my left, and I don't like when you rape my ears. It's annoying.
I don't know anyone who would, really.
I'm not into that at all.
Good to know.
Ear rape is bad. No, but I liked this for your voice. And yeah, pretty much what Beloved said, you went off a little bit, but I liked this for your voice and you had like good emotion and stuff. That's all I really have to say.
You were definitely right in your posting Bright Disaster about saying that we'd LOL at your audition. So I'm excited about that cuz it's good to start off a show that way. Being familiar with this song, it felt to me that this song was done in a different key, which is okay because it's a cappella. But it felt like you were choosing different keys, and then some of the notes were wrong for the keys that you were singing it in. Watch out for being a little bit nasal in some of your higher notes, because it felt like you could reach them and probably even go a little bit higher. But it felt like that might have hindered you a little bit.
Need more support.
Yeah, need a little bit more support. Also, I can't remember which part it was specifically, but I think it was just around the bend. Just seemed like a shaky note because it changes notes. It's just around the bend. The just part seemed like you weren't sure whether or not you were singing right or correctly there. So watch out for stuff like that where you're having to change notes on the same word, on the same vowel, because that might hurt you. But overall, I like this. All right, anybody else have anything to say?
Nope.
All right, so next up is Kira Spirited Dragon.
I know we've been friends forever, but now I think I'm feeling something totally new. And after all this time, I've opened up my eyes, now I see. You were always with me. Could it be you and I never imagined? Could it be suddenly I'm falling for you? Could it be you were right here beside me and I never knew? Could it be that it's true that it's you?
All right. Kira Spirited Dragon. First female entry of the night.
Oh, my.
I'm not familiar with this song, guys. And I was hoping that I'd be familiar with most everything. Valk, why don't you go first?
I have no clue what this song is. At first, I thought it was like a pop song, and then I thought it was a Broadway song, and then it was like neither, I don't think. I don't know. Sounds like it could be like a Disney song or something, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
It sounds like you have a good voice, but you need to like support yourself more, and like, because you sounded really airy, and like kind of like off pitch overall. But I liked your voice. You just sounded like kind of off pitch and like you weren't supporting yourself enough. So I don't know. I'm kind of iffy about this one because I liked it, and then there were like things that you could improve on.
Yeah, I agree. I feel that you had a good kind of a basis going for you, and you kind of knew where you were going. I think you need a little bit more work trying to stay kind of a little bit more on tune with what you're doing. But otherwise than that, I think, and you were, yeah, as I said, you were kind of off. Not being familiar with the song, I don't know how off you were, but it didn't sound like you were hitting everything that you should have been. And also a little bit nasal. Yeah, beloved.
I got the same stuff. I mean, I don't know the song either, so it's hard to tell exactly what it's supposed to sound like. But you definitely do need more support. It just sounded like you were slouching, sitting down while you're singing, and there was a lot of scooping going on, like you weren't sure of the notes or I don't know. But I think you have a nice tone and a good range. You just need to basically, you know, shape it up and, I don't know, use your stomach. That's it.
All right, next up. Aria.
Oh, yeah.
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna say? Lying in the afterglow, you took my breath away, and I can't believe it. I dream of you. How could I ever hope? How could I ever pray? Looking to the stars above, and now that we have found a way, and I can't believe it. I love how you love me forever and a day. You can trust me, just believe I love how you love me. I love how you love me. No matter what it will be, you can trust me. Eternally, I love how you love me when you love me.
Aria.
Yay!
Was tempted almost not to audition, but she did, which makes me happy. Beloved, why don't you go first?
There's not much to say. I mean, Ari is awesome. She knows she's awesome.
Pretty much. And so does everyone else.
Yeah, so I'll just say that lately I've noticed how you've been doing this really, really pretty thing where you're just going into your head voice really softly, and it's so tender, and I just want to tell you that I super love that. I don't know when you started doing that, but it's like my favorite thing that you do. And that's it.
Right, Val?
Yeah. Aria's awesome. I didn't have anything to say. I liked this a lot. And yeah. Aria, one rock star. The end.
I have this feeling that, you know, since I've actually heard Aria do love songs, and I'm imagining other people have too, whether or not we'll get any more auditions after tonight.
You should have saved hers.
I know.
I even tried telling her when she was like, there's time to audition, so you can wait, because I was wondering whether or not. But I think others still at least want to hear more of her, so at least maybe audition so you can hear more of Aria, maybe, because that way the show will last longer.
There are a lot of really good people out there, though. We just need to get them in.
Yes, yeah. And I think guys are interested, so I'm happy. Aria, I don't really have very much else to add besides what everybody else said. I definitely believed that you love how I love you, or at least whoever you were singing to believes that, I'm pretty sure. My beloved Ann Aria sitting in shape. Alright, yeah, I don't have anything else to add. Anybody else?
No.
All right.
Aria one rock star.
I'm just going to say it, guys. Best of the night so far.
Best. Oh, God.
That's the one to beat.
Just the one to beat. Alright. Okay.
No. And with that.
last audition of the night, guys. We have Suwako Moria, I believe is the name. New person. All right.
Yay.
I know there's something in the wake of your smile. I get a notion from the look in your eyes. Yeah. You've built a love, but that love falls apart. Your little piece of heaven turns to dark. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why, but listen to your heart before you tell him goodbye.
All right, final audition of the night, Suwako Moria. I saw your email and I saw Beast Boy in the Beast Boy logo. So I was like, is this
Blackjack? I expected you to be a boy.
Yeah, I'm like, is this Blackjack auditioning? I didn't know. Because he does the dubs. I'll go first on this one. I'm glad when newcomers surprise me, because I have not heard of you, yet you sound pretty good. So I like this. I definitely like the support that you start with. It sounded like you had sort of a... attitude's the wrong word, but I guess you could go with emotion or energy. I liked where you started with. Were you in a room that echoed, or was your speakers on or headphones? Because I kept hearing echoes of things you would say after I heard them sung. So
I didn't notice that.
I don't think it would be a problem with music, because I think the music would overdo it or overpower it. But I did hear that. Also, I think you might have been either a little bit too close to your mic, or the gain in your mic might have been a little too high, because it felt that the higher notes didn't seem as higher quality, or things that were louder, which mostly was your higher notes. So watch out for that. Overall, I would say that I liked this, though. Valk.
I like this overall, too, but don't write an emo email about, like, how this sucks, because I read that and I automatically thought that you would be like the worst person ever, because you were like emo. So, like, if you're gonna, like, send in an email, just say, like, here is my submission, I hope you like it, instead of going, like, oh my goodness, this was the worst thing I have ever sang, but here you go. Singing-wise, I pretty much agree with everything Gildragon said. It was, like, it was good, and I liked the emotion you put into it. The second half of the song, you kind of, like, sounded like you lost some breath support a little. You went, like, kind of airy and, like, off-pitch on a couple of the, like, run type of notes. So just, like, watch out for that. But overall, I liked this.
Yeah, beloved?
Yeah. I also read the email, but I didn't pay attention to it because I do that too. You'll hear Dylan rant about me, but whatever. Whatever. Anyway.
Well, you don't need emo emails. Like,
I do, though. I do. Okay. I liked this overall. I think you have a problem with your runs and or trills, whatever you want to call them. Like I tell anyone who sings runs or trills, make sure that if you're not getting them, that you break it down slowly, note by note, because if you're not going to do it right, it's just going to sound muddy and make it sound terrible. So either do it or don't do it, but don't go halfway with it. And I really, really liked your lower range. It was strong and powerful, and I liked your emotion. I think your higher notes needed a lot more support, though, because they got really airy. And it wouldn't be so bad if your lower register wasn't so powerful. It's just such a contrast. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I really liked this. I thought it was good. You have a nice voice.
Yay. All right. I think I've got everything that I need there. Does anybody else have anything they want to add?
Nope.
All right. I'm going to call this done. You guys, we're going to deliberate, see who's going through tonight, see who's not going through tonight. We'll find out.
Da-da.
All right. So, results, you guys.
Yay. People the first results ever.
Tonight. If you guys if you guys don't go through tonight, I'm going to go ahead and give you two chances to resubmit because I know a lot of times they're busy. So this show might not get as many auditions as some of the more popular shows. So I want to go ahead and give you two chances to resubmit. If you do resubmit, take into account the advice that we give you. Try and use it. That'll impress us more because we'll notice that you're doing it. We've only got four tonight, so there's no real point in just kind of announcing a bottom two or anything like that. let's go, guys, tonight from just the order that we did them in. Bright Disaster, I said yes. What about you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. You're going to Voice Hollywood. Wait, you're there already.
You are too much, sir.
So original.
All right. It's probably been said in other shows I haven't listened to yet. all right, so next, Kira Spirited Dragon. I said no.
Yeah, I say no too.
I also said no. I think you need a little bit more practice.
Yes. Kira, please resubmit, though, because that's how you get better on shows. So,
yeah.
You do. Aria, I said no.
Yeah.
No.
Lynch mob, no.
Right, no, Aria, I said yes, of course.
Go.
Right.
That's the yes.
All right.
I said yes because I'm not competing with you.
I was wondering, like, should I ask Arya or Beloved to judge? Because I know one of them will judge the other. and then last, but certainly not least, Suwaku Maria. And tell me if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, by the way. But I also said yes.
Yay. I said yes as well.
All right, so that's three people going through tonight. Bright Disaster, Arya, and Suwaku Maria. Kira, Spirited Dragon, please resubmit. Guys, remember, version to chorus, love songs, can be about love, but it's sucking, anything like that. Questions, ask me, Beloved Store, or Valk. And yeah, do you guys have anything else you want to add?
Did you just call me Beloved Star?
I think I might have. I called you Beloved Star right there.
No one knows my name. Don't call me Michelle. You're calling me a star? What is this?
I'm sorry, guys. It's Beloved Star. It's, I've done too many shows in the last 24 hours. I'm getting confused.
I'm not a diva, I promise.
Really? All right, so, yeah, guys, thank you tonight, and thank you, Beloved Star and Valk, for judging tonight, and I look forward to hearing other auditions coming through tonight. Guys, keep an eye out on Voice Hollywood for updates. All right, good night.
Night.